Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. One of the times that God gave us a glimpse into our story, the one that he was writing, was back in our wilderness years. And you know, many of you know about our story. We just struggled so much in those early years with health and medical debt. And I remember one year, the crises seemed to be waning, and like this was going to be the year, maybe, that it would feel like life wasn't going to be hard. It was going to be more blessed than a struggle. We still didn't have much money at all, and our house was still falling apart, but I could afford like several kinds of cookies, and I'm baking them in the kitchen. The kids, three little boys, are helping Kev unpack all of our Christmas decorations. And I remember looking into the living room, and my husband had a very shocked look on his face, like worried. And I said, "Is everything okay?" And he said, "Oh, no, everything's fine." And he's trying to make me feel better, but I knew him well enough to know. And I said, "No, really, what's going on?" And he goes on to explain that the previous spring, during spring cleaning, he accidentally threw away half of our dumpy little Charlie Brown Christmas tree and away half of our really good Christmas tree that my in-laws had given me. So we had two halves and no whole. But he knew how badly I wanted this Christmas to happen. So he's Mr. Tim the Tool Man. And so he's like, "It's going to be okay, honey. It's going to be okay." He was drilling. He was sawing. The kids stopped singing Christmas carols and were throwing sawdust up in the air and having a great time with that. And I went and kissed my husband on the head and said, "You know what, honey, it's really okay. We don't need a tree this year." And I tucked my little ones in bed. And then I went to bed. And then the middle of the night, I rolled over and he wasn't there. And I went out and there he sat in front of a medium, perfect Christmas tree, beautifully decorated, holding the control to the lights like it was a remote control to a car. And I walked up behind him and he said, "I was going to make it rotate, but I thought I should stop while I was at." And I was overcome. I just started to cry. And I said, "This reminds me of our life, doesn't it? Our life has felt like a mess for so many years. But like you saw the potential in this pile of mess, I do think God sees the potential in us. I think he sees it." So that's my challenge for you right now, is to see your story. See that God is with you. Emmanuel, God is with us.
What hope we hold this starlit night, a key.